听你问了，你该怎么样？就这么喝酒，你问呗。然后能不能喝酒？
This is the main point, I guess, in the Maris, the colors, is a machlokes, tach and taz, with Bach. So let's say you have a Maris that's wet, if you can see it or not. Bach says, the Makoris Betzim from the Sugi was a taina that we see that there are certain Maris that become shaloka, that changes with the gufa comes out and then will change back. They won't say, by case of green, Yarkus, they won't say, even though Akavio Haskins, that we machma Yarkus, we're makel, and we're only makel, we know it doesn't change back. Let's say your Hoshio won't change back when it's wet. Therefore, you have to be machmer. He said it by Yarkus, by Yarek, he says, who is in by Lachor, he ends up even by Lovan, even by wife. Come over the Shach and Taz and say, no, Avzuki Isser, or Avzuki Reiser, Loimach Sakinon, and therefore they come along and say, you can check it even when it's wet. Now, because all the place can go that way, they say you can check it when it's wet, to see it, aloha. However, there are those who say you should not check it when it's wet, not mitzav aloha, mitzav, because usually when you get shimush, usually it's dry already. And when it's wet, it does look a little bit different due to the reflection of the light that's around. And if you don't usually have shimush for things that are wet, you do not see it as clearly, or you see it drop differently than how you see it as dry. Therefore, for example, Berkut says you should wait till it's dry. Otherwise, mitzav aloha, everyone agrees you can see it when it's wet. There are those one mechal between the white and the green. White is green, we see clearly shalaka. We have a caviar. And someone say by white you can make all, but ikko the person will make them all colors. And when it's wet, you can see it right away. However, the hundred usually is to wait. It takes 15-20 minutes to dry off. Usually depends how wet it is. Now that's mitzad when it's wet. But what happens that you know it changed? For example, you saw a color. You saw a myra, it was brown. The rope has been brown. Brown went like to the side of the egg. It's no problem. A day or two later, they put it into the pile. And they're doing Gishimush, you're learning it. And the Rav said it changed colors. It got dark, it got lighter from the brown, turned to red. Now it turned red. Now what's the halacha? The whole time you said to the Shach and Taz, why? We're not assuming it's going to change. But now it did change. It's usually went to light color when it's, let's say it's orange, it gets lighter, comes more yellowish. It's fine. But brown gets lighter, turns more into a reddish color. Now you get to a brown red. Now those are machman brown reds. What's the luck when you know vada you changed? Shoe would not be achzuki reds loy machzakinon. What happened if it did change? You know it changed. And the guy wrote his name on it. And now he has to go back tell the guy. The maitha, she's told me, she's awesome. We'll get that far. Fine. What? We'll get to that far. So maitha machlokes are poiskim. The Chamsi says that we judge, and he says the Shach and Taz are just arguing upon the side of the Shach, but they argue even more than that. The old in Gansin, that we only judge how it came out of the body. It came out of the body white, came out of the body green. We only judge the mice how it came out of the body, and therefore it came out Torah, the mice is Torah. I have mice change back later, know that the mice is a different color, change later. What's going to happen? The world can pass in today, it's fine. Today's going to say, it's Tame, you have beer in between, you know, it can't design, can't be. Therefore, come on the Chamti and says, we only judge Bizman when it came out of the Gulf. When it came out of the Gulf. And the Chavadas, the Sinatari says that's the Iker. The Moshe and Chuba says, Ludino, Yabad, the Iker, Psak, the Cham Tzvi. I tell her, Shani. Well, they get involved, the writers that don't bring with Rebbe's, they don't have a Sophic, what was the case of it? They want it maybe that's by Sophic. Fine, I tell her, Shani, the Shvus Yaakov says, no, Yabad, the Sakal Soik, change back. The Meister, the Rizayas, Ikkim, the Shach, and Taz, they always say, Asuka, Ires, Lamak, Sakina, but Meister, they change back. And we have a caveat that says, Sulu, Shaloka, it can change, things can change. Even by weight, I have a Bach that says it can change, when it's white, it can change. There was Shul Yaakov says to be Machmer. And on that side, there's a Pantimoinim, Shwam Kluger, and others, and in Erzol, you have a Chodeshoni, and a Vosner. They say the Meister, you have to be Machmer. But they say only be Machmer when it's Vadai red. When it comes out to these colors that are only a Sophic, you have a Sophic, most of very really it's brown and changed to a Vada red. It can change to a reddish brown. Then it's be a Sophic, so you are placing more machmer. So if you go with the Mahalakh or Vosna Mitzkirel saying you're only gonna be machmer for the Shvus Yaakov, only with Vada red, it's very hard to find that case. Very really changes to a Vada color, unless you can start arguing with together. Vada is, and this might be Vada red also. Fine, yes, wasn't. But we have Machlokes in the story of what to do. Therefore the place can say, what do if something does change? Machlokes halacha. What to do? They say if you bring it to Rav, Rav says fine. What you should do is either throw it out, or if you have a name on it, cross it out. You won't get involved with any shailas. But if you do leave your name on it and do leave it around, you might get the shells. If you should not keep it around for a couple of days, because then you get involved with Machlokes HaPoskim. What about if I care to change Lekula? So this is Tumah Tei Lekula. What about change Lekula? So there, if the Keturah brings down the Poskim, Avada Yavi Machma, unless when you saw it at night. Now the Lekula to see it at night is if Bizmana Gemara, you cannot see it at night. Bizmanenu, the Parashlom brings down the Poskim, that the Makom HaTzorech Avada can't see it at night, because in those days we were judging the Dafka the four Damim. We're going to be Machma, anything is Noitila Abimus. Therefore, at night, you have different lights for Western, the yellow, white, different colors out over here, and they do shine the Myra off differently. It does look like different colors, but the easy ones, the ones that are clearly not red, are very easy, you can tell, and therefore, the Ikka Makom HaTzorech, the place called Makel, and therefore that everyone has, a good Rav usually has a special light that does not give off their own color, and they have not a problem. Otherwise, some of them, they usually wake in the morning to check out different Myras. Now, what happens at night, you're a Masopic, and then the next morning you see clearly a Taurus. That's what the truth is, down the place, then the Vadi can be Makel. Vadi can.
What's it sad to say you can't?
Maybe it went more lighter, it changes. Things naturally fade. Every Mara, if you look, Lushimush, Maras certainly change. They do change, they fade. So my said, now it's Taurus, you know why? Because it faded from the night before. And the night before, the Masopic is some derisive of Akash Ervi Machmur. No, it's not because the lighting was not good lighting, and therefore you have to be in the shade, setting the sun, and you'll see it clearly.
Do you have to bring a Mara
to the puzzle? It depends what you should bring it the next morning when you can. There's a shadow if you have to bring it as soon as possible, wait a couple of days or not. If it doesn't want time out, a lot is going to fade, the lot you should. Others say we never see this aloha anyway, so wherever you bring it, we'll judge how he sees it. Because the swam go, you should bring it as soon as possible. Either certain out of Hicktown, they send the mail to whatever rub they get to. Fine, that's what they have to do. They have no tzarech. That's a tzarech. The rub judges when he sees it. But you know, you should not keep a mara around for a couple of days and save them up and come on day six. This is a mara from day two. This is a mara. No, you should not do that. It suddenly fades. And then there are some rubs will judge mamish how you see it, and some rubs will know. They'll say, I can't, and therefore there'll be more machmer on things that could have been maybe more makel. I'll say now it's noita, and then it could have been worse, and those won't be more machmer. Adkan, the case of Maris. Sugil Shiva Feres. Now, first, there are two different Shiva Feres, I'm sure everyone knows. There's Shiva Feres Kufay Zayin, the case of checking an Isha making a match with her husband after she came Osir. That you take a pipe, put it inside her, and you have a piece of ace, and you have moich on top, you check, is there a dam coming from the makor or from the side? That's one Shiva Feres. Second sukkah is our case of Shiva Feres. The more brings down on that kof on base, and the apostolic bil besara, v'loi b'shiva Feres, if you see dam through a Shiva Feres, that means the Shiva Feres is hollow. We have a hollow pipe, they go, and you go all the way to the makor, and the dam comes out from the makor through the hollow pipe, goes out of a body, and since it did not come through the derech, or chatzitza, we'll get to, therefore, come out the minat Torah, she's fine. And said the Paiskim, even with Abonu, she's Torah. Even with Abonu, there's no Gzeiro or Gzeiro Biker. And they want to tell you, there's no Torah, minat Torah, minat Abonu.
Why is that Gzeiro?
It's not Shkiach. Not Shkiach. Some of the Shkiach, that's the fashion. Now, the Gemara over there brings down Machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachomim. If a person sees a chaticha that's moly dam, a piece of meat that's moly dam, what's the halacha, or blood is mekel, why he says we have a pasuk, the besaro, blood mishperes, blood chaticha. And the chomim, they're also mekel, why? Because ain't not dam, neither dam chaticha. Those are the words. Now what? The machloikis, same thing, no machloikis. The Gemara says, what's nafmina, pilot flili, that's cracked. The Abaye says, nafmina is derech to see, not derech to see. Those are the words of the Gemara. Now, what does that mean? Machlokes, Yidur, Machlokes Rashi versus the Rosh. What's your story? What's the maskola of the Machlokes Lefi Abaya? Well, basically, how do we pass like Chachomim versus Rebbe Elazar? How does Abaya understand the Chachomim? So Rashi understands the story is Avada, if you have a Chatzitza, Avada is going to be Tor. It's not a Chachomim, it's a Rebbe Elazar, Chatzitza is Tor. You have a pipe, it's a Chatzitza, no problem, went through it, it's a Besara, Lebbe Shefaris. What happens, however, the Dam Chaticho, also going to be tar. Why? It's even though you have cracks to it, it's going to be tar because also it's a chatzitza. You have the same thing. You have a piece of the earth, a chatzitza. No problem. It's not the. It's a hefty between one to another. The Rosh's Yisoid is why it's mutter. It's nothing to do with mitzvah chatzitza. The Rosh's Yisoid is because it's not the derech. It's not the derech to see in a shiva feret. It's not the derech to see in a chaticha. And even there, it'll be even outside the chaticha also be mutter if it's not the derech. We have Machlokes, Rashi and the Rosh, what's the side of the Heter? According to Rashi, we have the side of the Heter, it's a Chatzitza. Therefore, according to Rashi, even if it's a derech, it'll be mutter. It's a chatzitza. Rashi will have a kulo. But the rosh for keretz, that's why it's not a derech. He says it's not a derech. Therefore, even if he does not have a chatzitza, it'll be mutter. It's not a derech. We do not need the third of a chatzitza. The third of a heter according to rosh is not a derech. Therefore, he brings down the rash mukutzoi that says the isha that her rechel fell out and dam comes out. It's mutter. Why I have no chatzitza? Who cares? You do not need the third of chatzitza. The heter is why it's not a derech. Want to have machlokes in Rashi versus the Rosh? If the head mitzad chatzitza, mitzad it's not the derech, and the mechaber clearly and the goes the mahalach is not the derech. Now the Rebbe choishes for Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi sheet again is what that if it is the if it's not the derech but not chatzitza, it can be tomei. The shach over here brings down the Bach that says you should be choishes from Aisha. How can you take it with kulo? The Rosh sheet it with kulo. Fine, the ma'aser to the Bach and shacho. However, the bigger way place can go not the way like the mechaber, the simus the mechaber. Sounds like a more agrees and a Pesachim agree. And if I get, we'll take it even Lakulo, that anything that's not the Derech will be Mekel. Not the Derech will be Mekel. Now, what to go with, let's say we take this assumption that not the Derech is going to be Motor. That means even if you have no Chatzitza, Dam is coming out, but not the Derech is Motor. What's the side of this Heter? Take the Rosh's Heter, not the Derech is Motor. Make it set up as a Chakiro. Is the side that the not the Derech is that? You are the sieve for it, you're causing it, the shaferis is causing it, you're taking the shaferis, you're putting it in and you're going into the makor, you're knocking it and making dam come out. Are you the goyrim? Well, no, the side of it is something, it's that it saw the way how it came out. You put it by the pee of the makor, put it right there. But 2 days later, the makor opens up and goes right through the shaferis, through the halal, through the hole. It's the way how it came out through something that's not the derech. What's the side of this Rosh? The Mechaber says it's not the derech. What's not the derech? The causing is not the derech? You knocked it and you made dam come out? Well, no, it's not the cause. It's the way out came out. It's not the derech.
Kfitza is derech
here. Kfitza is also not the derech. It's the outside derech. But the way I went through the normal way. You're going for the normal way to happen. But here, when you're going, you knocked it and the dam came out, maybe there'll be heads and it's not the derech. That's first Shiloh. Maiso, the Graz is very clear, and the Avimezer, and all the one Taino, the body ends off this way. Avad Yafi Machmer, and said the side over here of lack of Derech means you took the Shaferis and you knocked it into the Piyamah Kor, and therefore it's going for Dam to come out and to go through, and the whole time thing is not the Derech, therefore, and then it'll be Mekel. That's one Shito. Atzal Hashemni, V'devachayim, Shkhloi Nathaway, V'savram, V'negyantiv, and Shlom Adam, as long as we'll get to, that's like it. The side over here is the Maisa, the way how it came out. You put it by the Pima Kor and it came out. Now, Be'etzem, each one has a Kula and a Chumro between each side. There's a Kula, for example, let's take the Mahalach, you put it there. You put it there. According to, and you don't put it inside, there's a Kula. According to this Mahalach, you put it there, be Mekul. According to the second Mahalach, according to the Graz, called the Graz Shito, Maisa, you put it there, leave it for there too, the Maisa, be Tomei. There'll also be a chumrah according to the. You put it over there. Let's say dam comes, it goes on the outside of the shaferis. It does not go inside the thing itself. According to the Shlomazam, and according to this malach, be tamei. Why? Because the ma'aseh went on the outside. It would, the lack of derech has to go inside. According to the graz of the malach, if you put it there, you knock it through. Even the dam does not go inside, it goes outside, it'll be mutter also. The Bava Shulchan says, he goes mahalach of the graz, he has to knock it in. And therefore, you are the sieve for it to happen. So he says, the dam on the outside be tomei. He says, why? Not because apichazim should be torah. He said, he can't prove it that it came because of you. Maybe it came naturally. You can't prove the point. So that'll be tomei at the end of the day. But there's a kul and a chum each way. He says, if you knock it in, the dam comes out, even on the outside of the shaferis, according to Smaach is fine. Why? Because you. Now, people do see you shloi b'shaferis. People do. Right down my car. Maybe did. Maybe did. You have no way to prove it. What? So when you went shaferis in, you see there's no dam on the outside. That's how you see it clear. Nothing on the outside. Once the shaferis, you were the garment went through, and that's it.
Why are you the garment? Maybe it came by itself.
No. So there's those one time you may vest mice. You can't do this at the shaferis because mice maybe it would have been the natural way. You couldn't smile.
Why when it's on the outside, you have more of a chutzpah than maybe it came by itself than when it's on the inside. What's the difference?
Yeah, it's a valid question. I hear the point. Tell me the point. I'm not sure. You jammed it in your shas vest the whole time. You might see the shas vest. You did it, and it came out. We're thinking, who did it? That's it. You put it in, and at the same moment it came out. But some happens through the shaveres. Fine, two. You may vest machlokes tazabach. You need a bzikas machlokes tazabach. But fine, the maestro, the third of the machlokes, the very important machlokes here is even in the machaber. What is this head of ein derech? Is the head of mitzad you are the sibo? Or the hetzer mitzad the tetzor. That's basically the soida machloikas. We'll get to. The Gemara says the hetzer mitzad, you are the sibo, you are the goyim for it to happen. And therefore it's not the derech, because now the derech has put something in, and you cause something that's not normal to happen. Or no, the mahalach is like, some zamos go from Zevei Chaim, the icky side of it is what? It's not the derech, the way how it came out, the tetzor, the way how it came out through the pipe.
Just the Shabbat, the Shabbat, the
one more time.
Choose the
Shabbat
to
do. Right.
The
people with Shabbat. Right.
Just like
Shabbat. So it has to be not derech. What we're saying, no. Rather, the way the Rosh thing is, we're putting the two together. But what is we have to make a not derech. What's not the derech? We never have a derech to have chatichah. We have a derech to have dam. So what is your derech that you're quoting to be, you're comparing the two?
Go
to
the regular,
So the grass says, the words are, it's saying, Pshan the Rosh of Torah says, add the Pia Makar, means add the Abachal into the Makar, it's not going to be the Gorm. That's what I mean to compare the two. About they're not the same Zugyo. By Rashi has no Shai, because the Rosh says they're doing with each other, but not Mamash the same Zugyo. The two things you're learning out from the Ain Derech, are the two, what is the point that you are the Gorm for it? Dam inside itself, but there's not the derech with dam to have inside the chatifa. But here, it's also not the derech. Is it the same inside? Is this not the derech the way it came out? Or is it even more a different point? Not the derech, but what you're going with the seeker for it. So, that's a very important machlokes. How they're bringing out Lacha Maisel, there's a famous tshuva, Kuntres, printed by Shlomo Zalman, I think in the 1960s. That he first printed it in one of the periodicals called the Noyam for Klal Yisrael to read. He wrote something over 40 pages, over 40 different oisiyos to be matir and isha. What happens when her beit, her ovulation, does not come out, comes out too early, and therefore she ends up not getting pregnant? Basically, what the halacha is we have to wait 5 days and then 7 days in the kiyum, but then you go to the mikvah. Then usually the isha around that time has ovulation, therefore she can become pregnant. Certain noshim have a problem, they have a hard time with ovulation, they get it the 11th day, 10th day, or earlier, and therefore they cannot get pregnant, and it's not comfortable. So Shel is there any way around it, what to do to make it earlier? So Shlomo Zalman has a long kundris about it, discussing this aspect. He basically, just say b'kitta, what comes out, the Olam says over why he wrote this kundris, is negay to his name is Shvacha, different kitalach has a shiloh. So just the kitzur, what his kuntra said, he has basically four anaf and 4 points he's discussing. His first point he's discussing is there any way to make five less than 5 days, and a way to make seven less than 7 days. He says how to make five less than five. Get to really the sugya and simkul tzadik vav, the different ways of doing it. But he's discussing either the account that you may vest as being five, let's say you may vest as lamed, can you count that as one of the days? Or he discusses can you not go to mikvah the one beforehand, then go straight for 2 months straight, and therefore you don't need 5 days to count either. Or other ages people say, do an amasla, she should tell her husband she's tame, or make it neder. Then ages people give out what to do, knock away 5 days. So first he starts off, let's knock away 5 days, make it 4 days, 3 days, and 3 and 7 is 10, very simple, no problem. The Bayah, he says, Lam Noshim won't work out, because Lam Noshim, when they see dam, it takes them 5-6 days to see dam. I mean, even if you want to knock out a day and count it earlier, you have to have Zayinakim. Zayinakim is what? Only after you've passed 5 days that you're finishing dam. The Lav Noshim, you want to count a day earlier, very good, but she sees naturally 5 days. The only eighth of knocking away 5 to 4 to 3 is if she only sees 3 days. You don't have this eighth if she naturally sees five. That's first, he says.
Chazanish, he says that there is medicine to take the dam outside quickly.
Right. Don't know the medicine.
Okay, we have Kinder. To know it.
Then he gets involved in the same enough. What about taking away seven? Why the whole Chumah of seven is of Zeya, of Neisel, of Chumil, Atzma, the Gemara, of Tamachvav. There is a Galio Sechta who wants a Taino that Bnei Yisrael mach upon themselves is not in all cases, not b'chashash peruvu, or not makom tzar, u'kedoyimu, and therefore the child can be samech upon it. And the Israel of Gusman in the end of Kedushin, of Kedush Shurim, he wants to bring a riot to it, he wants to be samech, makom sniff. However, Shlomo Zalman says, the fact that all the places do not bring it down, all the tshuvas in the Hamseif, in the Yehuda, you seem not to be samech upon it at all, and the Vavda's dine means dine akiyim mamish, there's no return across the board. First, fine, that's enough. Aleph, five, he says, very hard, not always that simple, and Zayin, Lamai, three, Vada, hold the Zayin, Mika Din. And now, faith, he comes along and says, Heta, Shiva Ferris, let's do a very simple Aito. Let's take the Shiva Ferris, take a pipe, put it by the PM car. When it comes, their time to a day before her vest, when it comes the day of her vest, it opens up, goes through the Shiva Ferris, goes out of her body, the Locha, she tore her, Simon Abon, Simon De Reiso, and what happens? No problem, let it be more to them, no problem. And therefore he goes on proving this point in the whole entire enough and says the Iki is said over here, he says not like the grass, because you go like the grass, no hetzer. When the grass, what's he said of the Sheferis? You have to be the gorm, you have to knock it in. He says that you can't do, maybe the dam's on the outside. He says Elamai put it by the Peter Makar, and he says he knows too late and we're able to do it. Now that was in the 1960s, I'm sure now they can even do it even better. That they know the doctors could say they could put it by the Peter Makar, mamish, no dam will come, go through the Sheferis, no problem, show my soul.
I the service?
No. Oh,
we'll
get by P.M. Makar, we'll get to the problem. By P.M. Makar, we'll get to what that is. But that's enough dollars, fine. Enough Bays, put it by the P.M. Makar, put it there, and he has a whole stickle against the ground and wants to adopt the office. He does go on saying that if there's no mikvah around, and there's no eight at all, so he said, Allah Almighty wants the mamash go against the grass. And he says, since we do have a mikvah, so he said, let's be chosh of the grass, somewhat derived over here, and says, wait 7 days, because once you pass 7 days, do about your problems. Why? What 7 days? No problem. Because when I tell you Anita is 7 days, then she goes to mikvah even though it's down 7 days straight. Then the 8th day is only Abonim. The Abonim are fine. We're not going to be chush of the grass even that far, certainly not. And therefore it's no problem. Now he does get involved with the shells of Gilgul Derayta. They want to jump on me. It's the start of Derayta. End up being Abonim. So he says, Avadu agreed to the klal of Gilgul Derayta. The start of Derayta goes to Abonim Avadu Bimachor. Over here it's not Derayta. It can be arguing the grass. You want me chush? It's fine to be chush. But not be chush so far as Abonim. The point, therefore, his end of enough phase, Allah Lamaisa, he ends up saying the whole shit was not Allah Lamaisa, fine. But his third he wants to come out with, to make for Noshim to have no problem with the Biyot, the ovulation, is for the Sheferis. And by the 8th day, go to Mikvah, Shalom Yisrael, no problem.
How would we know that even if Tiba didn't get on the outside of the
Sheferis? So, he says, well, he deals with all these problems. He says, check the Sheferis afterwards, do Badika afterwards. He deals with any question you have is the reason why he wrote 40 pages. So there's he goes to anything, he tries to deal with it. But those won't argue the point, mask him. Fine, that's enough days. Then enough Gimel gets involved, let's say put in the Sheferis during the Zayin Nikim itself, to help the Zayin Nikim or not. So he gets involved with the Chavadas, who discussed all the beginning of his man. Do you need Hagdosha to be placed of the Zayin Nikim or not? So he goes on, so then we mentioned from the Zalman says, where he placed him arguing the Chavadas. We do not need our Gosha to the design the key. We do need our Gosha, therefore he goes against the Chavadas, and therefore he says even during the design the key, but Iker he wants to be Mekel. Then his last point he wants to say is where exactly do you put the Sheferis? We're saying we have this head of Sheferis. Where do you put it? You have to put it by the Pina Makar. We have two sides, the inside and the outside. Now first he gets about Pina Makar. What's the Makar? I think those who know from the second stage there's a big tumble where the Makar is. The Matthias that we have an Atik to the cervix, to the uterus, to the rechem. That's three things. Now, where's Peter Makar from the natik? Natik is the vagina to the cervix. Natik to the cervix. There's an opening over there. And then it goes from the cervix to the rechem, to the uterus. There's an opening over there. There's two openings. Which one are we discussing? So, Roy Paiskim says that we're talking about Peter Makar to the uterus, to the rechem. However, those, Kidur Makhlogi, the Paiskim one says going to Peter Makar towards to the cervix itself. Maisa, he goes gets involved with that. He says, "Vikri, where place can say the locker is the uterus. If we put it by where, all the way to the uterus." But you don't look like it. It says, "Maisa, what we do as the ikar locker. If you want more by riches, the article is very clear about all the different cheetahs. It has a picture, a diagram, ayin chum. That's inside the inside. Now, how far out the pipe? This being the pimakara mashu, and it goes out, and then it goes through the cervix, and once it's in the Nartik, no problem, let the dam grow out over there. Why is it past the Ben Yishanayim already? So it says, Ikka, yes. However, since there is a Ramam Shita and a Nadbihud, and others say, even Divas of Allah, in the Bena, even in the Fuz of the Bayah, then it says, be Machman, have this pipe sticking all the way out of the body. Have the pipe go from the Pidam Makar, which is all the way from the Rechem, I have the pipe going all the way out of the body till the Mechut. That is Sefer Tshuva. I can't. That's basically his four Nafim, the Kitz and Nimrod, the Kedai for everyone to see. This Tshuva made a big rush. There were some people kept quiet, others were made a big tumult against it. And if you want, in the Sefer the Oiser, we have a Kremer Shomi, a Locha Brua, as a whole Sefer against this contrast. A Sefer of over 120 pages, just against him from his arm. When he starts off in the beginning, he's writing the Sefer because people were quiet, kind of saying, no one's quiet, we hold it's not true, it's not emes. Now, he starts with a certain basic point, that those who are taina, if it can be done b'metzias. Now, Lozen says in Sefer Levi, he doesn't discuss this whole thing, he just writes in two lines, very simple, Maisa par metzias is command of Shaykh too, and therefore he wants to say that you won't get any, get all the dam inside the Sheferis and make go out. So therefore it's not command of Shaykh metzias to go out, and therefore the Sefer also, Lach Abru, one taina is not quite Shaykh metzias. Therefore they want to say you should not do it. Why there are those who want taina b'metzias, because they know we have better ways of doing it. Of controlling a person's ovulation is through medicines and different options to do it through that way. However, the Seid Shabbai, is it Kuyisemech upon or not? So the Olam says over that different them were very much against it. Rabbi Asher said very much, you know, my daughter should get divorced because it's not Kedai. Different things they say over. But the Maestro, there are two main times that come against it. The Locha Brewer, his main thrust is that the Ikar Locha is like the grass. That's the main time, it's like the grass. And Rav Scheinberg has a tshuva in Imre Chaim, his main taina is against it, is that true there's a machlokes among the Yishoinim, Pshan, the Sugya, but that's only mitzad the Pshan, the Sugya, and the Gemara. However, once we have a Bezerah, Bezerah says, Neisal, Echmir, Atzmon, therefore, everyone agrees with Halacha that we're going to be machmor in Zayin Nikim, Avadi Nid, when it comes up naturally, unless you hold like the grass that went in Bekayach. And everyone wants a taina, there is no real Makor for this Kulo, only Pshan, the Gemara, all the Yishoinim being Makor, saying Pshan, the Sugya. How we next thing Pshan Sugi Alocha in the Greece, you have to go with the grass, you have to be going with not you have a Kumar Vizero of Nathal Machmi Afiyasmus. That's the kids, the two main times they have against the Pshwama Zalman. Now, did anyone do it or not? I don't know Parmatias, maybe they did, maybe they don't. I don't know what happened in Matskono. Fine, so that's.
Might
be
to argue
that it's
not Tanakh
Matias. Go see if you can.
I'm saying, you need a meeting of Pump to be Might Shafer.
You have to be there for 7 days. Never to move, to tie it on, and the day before, it's fine. But it could be for a moment to shayach, or I don't know, maybe they mean. Plus, Isha only heard the way for her to do it, not lying in bed for 7 days. Maybe she wants to prove it, can't sign. It's not very, very practical. Not very practical. Fine. So again, Mitzad of Sigur Shabbai, Alokha, as far as I know, they don't do it anymore, or they don't even try it. But the Kedai maybe to see it from Zama inside, or Alokha Brua standing against. Agav over there, we mentioned last time, you changed the color to blue. So that's from Zama Milder Stickle he's discussing it. He wants to say, that is no problem. The Silver Megillah Sefer brings it down. Over there, the Alokha Brua is safer. Once he has the whole thing against from Zama, he gets involved all the Agav of Shwama Zama. And actually, all the Agav. One thing he knocks away, he doesn't like. Is the color blue? He wants to argue the point, which I'm not. Einstein, we want to say that even blue, when I help, because circles like that's a threat. Einstein, what he says. Now, Emil the Shuvah, which is on discussing a point that's brought down over here, and it's in the Kuf Talik Dalos, the Gedda of Psychos Akever. The cloud, the Gemara discusses about Ein Psychos Kever, Blidam. The Gemara and Daf Chobeis, the Gemara about Chobalos, the Mishal has Machlokes, the Buddha, the Chobim, if he gets Shaykh to have Psychos Kever, Blidam. Machlokes. The Rambam and the Maaseh Paskins, yes. You can have Sif Kever Blidam. However, the place from all who've shown him and the place from all the way, they're either Mechavah by us clearly and Sif Gimli right. The law is, at the end, why the Fishi, yes, the Psychos Kever Blidam. Mechavah Paskin or the Pleskin Paskin, it's not possible that Psychos Kever can have the opening of the Mechavah without any Dam, and therefore anything that comes out from the Gorb, from the Isha, even though you do not see anything there, the Maaseh assumes there's a Mashu Dam that you do not see, and therefore she's going to be Tomei. That's called Halacha, we don't pass like the Rambam. Now, what is the Gedda of Psichos Kever? What does that mean, that Psichos are Makor? So, there's a Noit of Yehuda that's brought down by Talmud and Tshuva Mahavo. Over there he writes, and it's a Tshuva being down, Simchos Hadag Dalad, he writes that Psichos Kever means has to be something that's gush, a salad. Some liquids, Avada not Nichon is Gedder. His right is that Noshim Shi Maratoris. They see Maratator. I am Psichos Kever Blidam. At the Marathor, so everyone kind of vada has to be something that's more than something a mashu. It has to be something bigger, of course, something substantial. Therefore, the Pesukim say is my name. For example, when water breaks of the isha, and she is pregnant, and she goes to labor. She also mutter. Then one time it's sad the svarav e after six kevli dam. That might she won't be tamei. It might be other reasons why. But mitzad this, the person said you have no right to she's tamei. It's not. It's liquid. Liquid is not enough to make her also. Has to have some ashir.
Because
it may be.
It
does, it's not. The Gemara, there has to be Tomei, because the Gemara is saying that when he gave birth, Mishnah is saying, the Chum is saying, give birth, and something came out, you have to see the Tomei. Maybe it's Maratar.
No, but that's not Dam Tar.
No, we see the Gemara. The Gemara is assuming, you have to see the Tomei means Dam Tomei. The Gemara is assuming it means Tomei. Clothing Gemara that way, and that's Chloe Holm. If not, then we have all these Gemara, where it says Tar, it means Tomei. That's about it, means Tomei. Fine, so Maisa, so again, so it means something substantial, gush. How big? They're not sure, but usually when it comes from the inside of Adagri Machma, even the Mashu, the gush can be Machma usually. Now, what notion are we discussing? So the first can say, the Nadibuta says, La Dafka, the Isha is not Muslakis, even Shisikane, Muberis, Munekis, all these notion are going to say the same call, Iyashab Sikhs Kev, Belidam. The Nafkmina they discuss, it's all about the other way around. The Gemara's case is something came out of a body outside. She has a navel, something came outside, therefore it's a chama vadish can be tamei. About the character, the doctor puts an instrument inside an isha and goes past the pimakar and goes into a rechem. Do you say, Yeshab sees carefully dam, and therefore she's vada tamei? Even the doctor says, there's no dam there, and takes out the instrument and you see no dam there, and he's a shermatar mitzvah, and it's ish namon, the mice can be tamei otar. So there is a tzvah for Moshe over here in Kufaychas, he kind of, she's tar. No shallow, she's tar. Why the whole Yisrael, the Gemara of, and the Mechavah when it says after a pesikas kevah b'lay dam is only going from inside the body to going out. Why? Because Maisa b'sedera comes out, opens up the pimakor and comes out. An outside factor making go in, not. And the way the Imri Baruch explains, he says, don't think the way how it works is the whole pouch of dam over there. You open it up and naturally have to come out. That's not how it works. If so, a body wouldn't make a difference inside or outside. It's the water sitting there. You knock it through, a body goes out. It says if Etim and Gidim and Sinew is over there, that's all being attached. When it goes from the inside, it naturally releases itself. We assume the Makar also opens up. It's like it's attached one to another. However, when it goes from the outside, you knock it through. Why should you assume Dam comes out? Let the Dam stay where it is. Therefore, it says, for Moshe's Makal, the Masham, he brings down to us for Moshe. He says, the Goy Muvuk, will force them, Ba'ilam, who can list my Chalav, says, Masham is what we slamach upon. And Moshe and Shua being down, this Masham says, we slamach upon this Goy, will force them, so it's for Moshe. And therefore, there is one Mahalas of those one we Makal. Atala Sheni Ki Yadua, it's not the way Aloha is like the Nadib Yehuda. The Yehuda says clearly in Shuva, the Aloha is, we're going to be Machman, say, when it goes from the outside, also within the Kantab. You have to see this carefully down. The Keshuva comes down, Zalbis is down, and the grass. The thing right, make from our sugya. If you look in the grain over here, the grain says that this Shana Mechab is going inside, inside or outside, even by the case of Shem Feris, which is the outside. Also, you say the Kval, you have to see this carefully down, even the outside. And therefore, the Aruch Hashulchan's words are Chalil Alahokol, Chash Hashom, Kimi Mekol, and the Vadi Yafi Machor. I'm Mezer, and Oy, that's all, come on, all the Pesachim is on Nenu, the Moshe and Shuva says it that way. Rabbi Yashu, Rav Ozan, others, they also with Manenu, Avadi Yafi Machmer. However, what they do, they discuss how big the instrument has to be on the outside. The Maestro we have Machlaikis, even on the inside, how big. We're Machmer Mashu. We have Machlaikis, if the outside affects it or not. And the Oide, Moshe, we have the Rambam says no even problem, even the inside. Rambam holds, we do say they call EF, Sikhskabli Dam. So you have three Sikhs over here. Three Sikhs, Ashallah, what instrument are we discussing on the outside? And that makes a big Mavuch among the Pesachim is Manenu. Rav Ozan Lameister, I think Rav Ozan, but the Chodeshani certainly, and there are others who say, even a Mashu. Once a Machu, we know Machal is inside or outside. Anything that goes into the Mekor, the Maestro will be Machu. However, right place do not seem to go that way. They seem to give numbers. They say the Chilik, the Get is one Etzpah, two Etzpahs. Now, some say one Etzpah, a thick Etzpah, a thin Etzpah, 18 millimeters, 19 millimeters, but it ranges between 12 millimeters till 1 inch, so that's about 25 millimeters. So between 12 to 25. That's how the numbers I give. Now, you have to assume the doctor went in that far or not. Usually you should ask him what instrument you're using. Usually you can go tell the Rav, and he tell the Rav this is the instrument to use, and he'll tell you what the halacha is. If you want to know Barichas more, the article in the end of Chalak Beis, he goes through all the different cases and operations and instruments that the Shaykh would happen, and he'll bring down all the sheetahs and ideas, what exactly they are, if they're doing Pesikas Kever or not Pesikas Kever. But the Maestro is a Machlokes, what the Keder is it a Mashu? or how more the Oimlus seems to be knowing, it goes between 12 millimeters until 25. But about that we know a little bit of nothing. The root is saying that water is fine. Double question is going to be Machmer. And then basically comes from Shafaris. How much is Shafaris? What's the shear over here? Yes, so the problem is what's going to be read. The Goyim said what's read, it means right from the Goyim. Everyone discussing it right from the Goyim what the shear is. Like the Goyim over here discussing it, don't say what the shear is. So the Kana Daksha Bedakim. How much? What's Daksha Bedakim? It has to be that dam's going through it. It has to be wide enough that dam's going through it and covers the Makar, so it won't open up more than it. Now, how much is that? Yes, the Moshe says the ik is an inch, he goes 3/4 of an inch. The Moshe goes 19 millimeters. True, the Moshe says 3/4 of an inch. He goes really, which really 19 millimeters, right? 19. Moshe writes in two at 3/4 of an inch. How much is that? How much is that? So you have to have a shear. What's shear? Yeah, we have to have a pipe that's enough of dams going through that's covering the makar.
Well, if you're asking, it's not going to the makar.
Yeah, but Laloch, though, we're taking it. What's the ghetto we're discussing over here?
If you're asking, it's not going to the makar.
Why? No, everyone goes, is it into the makar or at the makar? But that has to either at or in. It's also dark. If you, it's also that because Daksha B'dakim. Why? Because Choshev might go in, that's why. And if it goes in, then we have to make Daksha B'dakim, won't be a problem. Goes
Rashi
in.
Don't see that because that's Bichol, right?
Everyone said that's Bichol, that's the.
The Rosh?
No, couldn't the Rosh won't have.
Right, so the Rosh says that has to go inside. The Rosh doesn't have to go inside.
And then read the Mechat, yeah. Fine, that's basically the Gimel, the two main. Everyone discusses the Yitzhak Pesach Kebli Dam, which maybe we'll get back to in Kufsar Gal again, and the Sugya of Shiva Ferris, Shiva Dam's Kuntras. Sif Dalad of Kusif Hei is basically what happens when Isha gets pieces that are coming out of her Guf. The Gemara over there says that the Loch of Dam is Ladafka, even if it's Lach, even though the Pesach says that it flows out of her, we have the Orchid Milson Nokat, and therefore Dam is whether if it's dry or wet, Loch has the Gedder of Dam. And when I said that, oh, let's say it comes out with klipos or thyroids or offer, all these different cases, you go check, do bedikah, go see if it's dam, but go see if it's boser, loch of its boser is motor, if it's dam, the mice will be offer. So there are two ways of checking. One way to check it, to put it in mayim poishrim, lukewarm water, which is chamim thyroic, 98.6, or less than that, or room temperature in between that, and to go soak it for 24 hours, more than the sulfic, or mach with the taiku, 24 hours. Now, are we bekeem and soaking in that? Someone in the Chokhmah Zodim says that when the mice are not bekeem, you don't know how hot is hot, lukewarm is lukewarm. Therefore, the Ashram is Manenu, Avosner, and others say the mice are not bekeem, Chodeshani. Therefore, we do not do the bedika of putting in lukewarm water. We don't do that, soak 24 hours. So, Ashini, the others want to be mach, and say you can do it, the Bade, and how it's told, the Bade can do it, Manenu. The mice have never seen anyone do a Manenu, never saw it. With Machlokes, you can do a Manenu or not. The other Eitzah is what to do. The problem with Roik is not a vada, right? The only thing can be end up being machmer, it can be make. If you only be makel, it can be machmer with it. Take Roik. The second way of checking it, you take his piece, you have Roik, you take your nail, and you squash against it. Now, if it turns into. If it does not turn into anything, you know about it, sorry. Turns into dam, it's no raya. You can be machmer, end up being machmer, right? So.
You think why don't we just soak it? You know Roik is the right temperature.
Yeah, but it has to be the right temperature for 24 hours.
24 hours in a way of doing it. We're not picking, we don't do it, we're not sure what it is. So the better way of checking will be in the water 24 hours. Might have never seen anyone do it. With your roik, I've heard people with your nail, with roik. Shabbat does not say the case roik, but the Chokhmah Zodim says it's a mistake. And the Vada has to say you take your nail with roik and you squash it against it, and it turns into liquid form. That's the time it got crushed, everything gets crushed. That has to turn into liquid form, and that's when it comes. That's when you're going to be machmen say it's dam. Mm-hmm. Even though we still have a stomach, it'll be machmen is going to call it dam. Now, the Olam says the Olam does it. I've never seen it ever done, but they say it's done. That's been said when you have it. Let's say it gets lost, which is that's in they come out when they're very small. They're big pieces, fine, we get it rub. Otherwise, it's tomorrow. It usually doesn't stick to tomorrow, so it's big pieces. Yes, they say the Eitzah, fold it up. And once by someone brought in a marrow with pieces on it, and we're looking at it, it's all on the carpet. Try to find it, lawyer of the couldn't find it, it's there, gone. Now what do you do? What are you doing? Got lost. Couldn't find it. So, the other one, Tanya, Dion Sav Duraiso, and therefore, Chodeshani won't say Sav Duraiso, Chum Yafi Machmer. There are, the way the body says it all, he means not different Makaris, his maskana is he makes three to know him. He said, first of all, she knows she has no Agosha, first of all, it's Rabbanon. Well, if it's not, you may vest, also he wants to be Makel, and it's not a Hefzik, well, the first 3 days, take those three so the body can be Makel. Kutumad Rabbanon, with no vest, no Hefzik, whatever, it's not this man Hefzik, if he can be Makel. Those one time, if you read a Pesach Tshuva, he brings down from the Beis Yaakov, if you have a Svek Svek, I'm sorry.
Dika.
Even with Bedikah, he wants to even with the
Bedikah.
If you know Vadish, he has no Agosha, and you only
even
know,
with the
right, even with the Bedikah, he wants to be Makel, there's no problem. Why? Because you don't know for sure. B'Sev Chana Paisim will say that Vada, you know Vada, have no Agosha. With Nana Hefzik, with the, and with the Naimei Vest, can be Makel. Lachal Maisi and Vada is Makel, in such a case. So, contributing down the case, you're not sure if it's red or not, you have a sex taker, that those are factoring upon the sex taker. Fine, Maisi will do. Again, I have never saw this case how the place can really pass, but you have to ask about what to do in that case. Now, that's in a case where you have pieces over here. A case when there's something even less than pieces, something they call kartim. Now, kartim is a way to talk about some exams even smaller than that, which you cannot do a bedikah to it. It's so small, you can't even check it with your nails. It's so small. Now, what to do in that case? So, there comes along the chokmah zodim, once you have a sex taker, it's that maybe in Boma Elmo, maybe it didn't come from a group or not. What Taina, where people wear clothing and does bedikas, maybe the outside factors went there, or an outside factor went in the mirror, and he wants to make him a child's sex cycle. Unless he says the heftik, you have to machma, otherwise he wants to make him. And those, Allah Almighty bring it down with your very small pieces, you can't really check, and it's probably an outside factor. You can be told that that's an outside factor, you have a sex cycle, you can be make him. Now these cartons may discuss if it's red or black, machal is a poikin, maybe only red you have to check, not black. So Shiloh. The interesting shah they discuss is on Shabbos, what to do? Does the mice seem that they went to nine wives? Does the yontif, the person had kartim, and he wants to check it? Does the guy go to the mikvah? Is it muksa? Is it muksa? So the first of all, and the guy wants to know it was muksa. So the first of all, nine wives starts off saying that first of all, that maybe Tashmis is Michael Nefesh, and he goes to Hosh Shavotayo, that Tashmis is Michael Nefesh, therefore, Mitzav Da, you can make it upon the Vedika. But Matzgoni ends up saying, Vika the Kartim is Dam. Dam is Roel Achilles Kelev. Roel Achilles Kelev is not Muksa on Shabbos. Therefore, on Shabbos, no problem, you can go check it. On Yontif, no problem, why Roel Achilles Kelev? Of course, it's Yontif. Everything, whatever is coming out, these things you can go eat, no problem. You want to say it's not Muksa. That's his cheshbon. The Meister Torah Sheni, the Mashag, and the Shlomo Zalman, and the Chodeshani, and the Scheinberg, and all this one time, the Meister Torah Sheni, it's Mokso. Why? Now, I'm not sure they're arguing to decide what to get a club with Manenu. Maybe it would not must have club, maybe it is Mokso. Maybe they're saying, like you're saying, maybe it's not Dam. I'm not sure what the Yisrael Machlaikis is. That's one Machlaikis inside Mokso. The other Machlaikis, the Shlomo Zalman, and the Yashiv have, is exactly who you have a Bayah of Teichen over here. Where are you grinding it off? You have grinds of Teichen. You come to make it into liquid form. So, they get involved the whole thing, give Teichen on Shabbos, and the guy taking more, then grinding it off, what get is it, what the it is, what it was done before and it came to one, Teichen Akan Teichen, fun. If you want the Shai's feeling, the Oisai and Simon and Gimel get involved, Makhlogi Shomazam and Yashiv, Mitzah Teichen Shavoy. Shomazam wants to ask, there's two reasons, one Mitzah Mukhsa, one Mitzah Teichen, fine, and Yashiv says there's no Teichen, there's Mukhsa, no Teichen, fine, and the wife wants to say there's no Mukhsa also. That's Mitzah the cart, these pieces over here. You know it carry no. If there's no air, no air. Is there? Is there? Oh, yontif. Oh, had mitoich. No, there's no problem mitoich. No, there's only shabbos kol nefesh by carrying. By carrying, you can carry anything without shabbos kol nefesh. Fine. That's Agam. What he meant is concept. They also discuss what to do with the Ebedika on Shabbos. Ebedika, right? Before, after you use it, usually has no shtamshes. Before you use it, it has a shtamshes. After, you don't have a shtamshes. So before you bring it to Rav, everyone says the Vadi can bring it to Rav, is it Torah? The problem is, what happens to Rav Paskin? It's in his hand now, he says, whatever he says, Torah. Now it has no use anymore. Now what's he do? Oh, so it depends. If he can do a Shemush with it, Well, if you can do shimush, might as well be lame. If it's less lame, let's say it's white, no shell, no lame, no incense, no problem. Or let's say the rabbi doesn't do shimush with it. Right? The rabbi says if they give it to him, he has a problem because he looks in the street, he cannot take it with him because he holds that he doesn't carry it in the muhavet. Give it back to the guy, or tell the guy you bring it back, also with lame, kenzain. The shell is what to do with it. So,
if it's clean, she can use it again.
She's not going to use it. Trust me, she's
possible.
Possible.
Not enough for
mukta? If it's white, she's not going to use it again. It always has some last mukta on it. She knows what to do with it. So again, if you have a heter with slam, it's one heter. If the rub's in his hand, everyone knows the locha is that once it starts off by heter, and it wasn't clean heter, you left it wherever you want. The only shell is, what the rub do when he doesn't want to take it wherever he wants to take it? Because let's say he doesn't carry it in the street, and you give it back to another person, because let's say you're giving him something he holds, might be mukta. Shell, my folk is able to deal with it, which is about it, yesh wov, yesh lion. What? No one's going to use a bdikah for a different bdikah with it as a patch. Ain't going to happen. Fine. The sivav is the last point over here. That's what my folks are showing him in the Kofa Echad. This head of character that has to do the mucha to it is a dafkum in this case of klipas of Sairos, even the chatichas dam. Meist is my folks are showing him Raj Maraivit first, the Balamor, the Roh. Alochon the mechaber has some yesh oim, and therefore the mechaber is being machmas and toshes from, and therefore the poskim of machmas say chedikas dam is no heter of bedikas. So what's everyone being doing bedikas these karetim? So the way how the poskim is down is some sleeper, and all the zavadis said this machleik is adapted when you have pieces. Karetim everyone agrees something is very small. Everyone agrees it's like a case of offer and a vadi can do nimur. That's not the machleik over here between the rajbo and the ruach. Machleik over here adapting the big pieces, saras and klipas, very small pieces. And agree the value you can check. And the Kanko Pechas. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll be starting the sugya on Kuf Tzadik Aleph. That means you bring your other Shulchan Aruch, whoever has the red one. We're going to be doing for half a week Kuf Tzadik Aleph, UTI, urinary tract infection. And a half a week Kuf Tzadik Beis, half a week Kuf Tzadik Gimel. Then we'll spend Kuf Tzadik Aleph Erech a week. And then after Purim, we'll be doing a Chokas Erech for a week and a half. That's the plan. Also, tomorrow morning, it'll be Mishwaya Fwana. What do they do?